you've got it. Mr. Spacer coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're live, my friends. It's already the fourth day of December 2011 on this live Sunday broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, and then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Wow. In fact, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see all these stacks of news I've got here in front of me. Ron Paul has surged into a close second behind Mr. New World Order, Mr. Gun Control, Mr. Open Borders, Mr. Carbon Tax. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Mr. Government Healthcare, Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, now behind Ron Paul. And it's the same in many other states, but the media continues to say Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win, when he's the only one who would actually try to fix things. You know, a lot of people think that, oh my gosh, the government's a bunch of idiots. They just can't find a way out of this. They keep screwing stuff up. Yeah, insider trading, funding corporations they're invested in with taxpayer money, becoming filthy rich, setting up tyranny. They're not screwing up. It's on purpose, the shutdown of the global economy, just like the Great Depression was. So in Iowa, Gingrich leads PAC, then Paul, then Romney. And this is in the Des Moines Register. It's in the Washington Post. It's all over the place that Ron Paul, in a bunch of different scientific polls, number two, number three or number two or number one, depending on the poll, in New Hampshire. He's the only perennial front runner. They've all been up and down, whether it's Perry or whether it's Herman Cain or whether it's Romney or whether it's Gingrich, who a month ago had 2%. People are desperately just looking for somebody to save them. There's only one person who'll be honest with you and say, well, a president can't save you, but he can act under the Constitution, but the rest of the government may not. I'm going to need your help. This is not going to be easy. But others just tell you, oh, yeah, there's a few little things we'll do and that'll fix it. No, we're deep into the New World Order, deep into it. And the fact that Ron Paul is so popular, despite the media blackouts and 89 seconds on the debates and the other candidates, you know, getting 10 minutes or whatever a piece, and the lying on polls he wins and the lying when he wins a straw poll, the media won't cover it. Despite all of that, he is the only candidate in all the major polls that can beat Obama. When they run him up against each other, it's Ron Paul, hands down. We've covered those. It's a big deal. And that's coming up in the second hour. I will cover this, and I will get to some of the audio and video clips that we're going to be playing here. But if you're watching me on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see via the document cam here. We have 85-year-old says she was strip-searched at JFK. The response now of the Homeland Security Brown Church is to say, well, we took her in a private room, but that's not a strip search. It's a security search. See, when an FBI agent grabs a child's genitals, it's assault, or if you do it. But with the special little toilet attendant people who they claim is their administrative right, well, they say it's not that. So we'll get into that report. Sandusky is saying he likes kids, likes to grab on them in the shower, but it's no big deal. Shows the delusional behavior of these people. And I think that dovetails with too badly hurt as they are trampled at fan frenzy stampede after thousand storm football field following Oklahoma State win. I wish people would stampede for the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the Second Amendment and property rights that are all being flushed down the toilet. And of course, we're going to come back and get into the latest. You know about the Thursday night passage of the National Defense Authorization Act that says the whole world is under globalist domination in a war zone, that the U.S. is, that the military will be used in America, and that Americans, anytime they want, can disappear forever into a black hole and even be killed. It's maximum tyranny. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome again. Thank you so much for joining us. It is already the fourth day of December, 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, and I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can, of course, listen on XM, Global Shortwave, other satellite systems as well, and, of course, now over 100 AM and FM stations across the United States. And InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv is streaming with a five-camera shoot in here. Also, turning the radio show into a multimedia TV transmission at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And I also do a nightly news transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock weeknights, with our crew of reporters and other hosts like Aaron Dykes, Mike Adams, Paul Joseph Watson, and others, Darren McBreen, all doing a fabulous job. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. At the start of the next segment, I'm going to give the number out. And I want to talk to military, current serving military, and police in the first hour. Because I want to ask you, just like if I was in 1938 Germany, when the Nazis were really showing folks they were bad guys, and really starting to destroy Germany's liberties and freedoms, I want to ask you, when Congress last Thursday night passed the National Defense Authorization Act that 100% said, and now the author of it, Lindsey Graham, the senator admits it, we played those clips last week, John McCain's defended it to Rand Paul and others, that it allows the military to absolutely operate anywhere in America. Now, we have states and we have counties and we have jurisdictions for a reason. The founders set this up to try to stop tyranny from spreading and to try to keep local control. It is an absolute bellwether of tyranny to have the military operating in your country domestically. Anybody knows that about third world nations. But no third world country, except for the, it's not even third world, the dark age hyper-tyranny of North Korea, only North Korea has stuff on the books to arrest you for any reason, no trial, and you disappear into a black hole. Only North Korea, not Soviet Russia. They did it, but they didn't put it on paper. Not Nazi Germany. They did it, but they didn't put it on paper. Not Communist China that killed, the Chinese say Mao killed over 84 million. Our CIA in its fact book says 66 million to 64, depending on which number. Whatever. He didn't even have it on the books. Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer the world's ever seen, hands down. Guinness Book of World Records killer. They don't put this stuff on the books. The Nazis tortured, they didn't put it on the books. Our government's put it on the books. Our government is run by offshore banks. Our government is illegitimate. Our government publicly ships in narcotics and launders drug money by the billions a year. That's in the New York Times again today. I'm covering it later. Our so-called government is a pack of criminals. Now, the good news is most, including both parties, Ron Paul has more donations, 72% last numbers that came out a month ago, than Obama supporters and all other Republican supporters to all of their candidates from the military. All of them combined, Ron Paul gets the support. That shows the military is awake. There was a Bloomberg Businessweek magazine cover story that I covered last week. It's on newsstands right now if you want to pick it up. It's online as well, where the headline was, "Give this man money so he can fire you." And it said that Ron Paul gets hands down more federal employee donations than anybody else combined. That's because they know there's not going to be a government anymore if this continues. It'll just be a big offshore bank, receivership arm, and no country. Europe, We hear, oh, it's the United States of Europe. Mega banks are going to run it now, and the countries won't have any sovereignty or any say to the banks that put their operatives in every power position and who sold the derivatives and had the government sign on for too big to fail to prop up the banks. And then they spin the whole thing around, but backwards. They have another term for it in Texas. But it's a family show. They spin it around completely backwards, and Goldman Sachs and others who were behind the fraud sit there and sell people on give us total control, you'll never be able to get out of this, and we're going to raise all these taxes on you to pay for derivatives that we created, or we'll bring down the whole system. Here's London Telegraph today. Eurozone debt crisis. It's financial union or bust, says PIMCO. European governments must rapidly commit to fiscal union. And by the way, under that union, it means getting rid of all their sovereignty to the banks. And a lot of headlines say that, you know, Goldman Sachs of Europe. Or a partial breakup of the euro to prevent the fundamental erosion in demand for the region's debt, PIMCO, the world's biggest bond investor, has warned. Breakup's the only way to go for sovereignty. I mean, they're already announcing that all over Europe, they're going to have EU bureaucrats armed going in and raising VAT, sales taxes, business taxes on top of the giant taxes they have to pay for this. And they say, oh, it's the lazy Europeans. They get off a month a year. Folks, I've looked at the numbers. It's all baloney. Just like here, the banks get tens of trillions and they're convincing you they want to raise taxes to pay off the too big to fail money as if it's our debt. 91% of it on average globally, and I've had former managing directors of Goldman Sachs and others on, if this is admitted, there's over 1,000 trillion conservatively in derivatives. The entire national debt is 14.5 trillion. Yes, we owe 14.5 trillion. That's why the bankers are always trying to lobby for government to get states and counties in more debt with unfunded mandates. They want us in debt, but quite frankly, we're not in debt. So they don't care. They just come along and say, well, you are signed on to our derivatives we created, our counterfeit garbage. And since it's gone belly up, you need to pay for it. So what is the federal government's answer to this? You know, it comes out on 60 Minutes. We've known this for years. But it comes out that they insider trade in Congress, the leadership, that they have whole staff there trading. Some of them double their money per year. Some of them get there worth $500,000. You ever wonder why members of Congress will sometimes spend 20, 30, 40, 50 million to get into the House, sometimes over 100 million to get in the Senate, to make a couple hundred thousand a year? Not because they want to serve you, most of them. Unless it's Ron Paul, Rand Paul, or a handful of others. It's because you can get there and then you can direct government programs and you know which way things are going to go. And so you can literally direct money to companies that you're invested in or your wife owns or your wife's the principal of or your husband is. And that's what they do. That's why Nancy Pelosi has doubled her money in a single year before. Okay? And now they just go, well, yeah, we're allowed to insider trade. I was listening to Fox News yesterday on XM, Fox TV, and they were just defending it for like 30 minutes while I was driving through the rain. I just can't believe my ears. There, just like Fast and Furious, I told you was going to lead to government drug dealing and government money laundering. Because I saw it in the El Paso Times Chicago Tribune. We reported it, of course, 6 months before that from the federal documents that our listeners pointed out. In federal court, it came out that there were hundreds of billions a year being laundered by the big six mega banks and that certain cartels were armed with U.S. taxpayer money to kill the other cartels who weren't laundering it through big mega banks. Just like our troops admittedly grow the opium now. And now it's in the New York Times. Oh, goody, goody gumdrop. They're spinning it, though, because they know it's coming out. The federal government did allow laundering of money and drugs, but only to track the drug dealers. Yes, of course. Yes. Mm-hmm. The drug dealers are little errand boys, and if they don't do exactly as they're told, paramilitary troops come and kill them. And so just like Fast and Furious, the government 8-9 months ago reported on itself to try to spin it and minimize it. Oh, we accidentally allowed some guns in Phoenix to be sold. No, it turns out they were shipping 18-wheelers of them to Mexico, and no one's getting in trouble for it. And so now, because the drug dealing's coming out, oh, we do actually launder the drugs. Yeah, Wachovia and Wells Fargo, $376 billion, Bloomberg, AP, Reuters reported last year, in 2 years laundered. Oh, yeah, they're laundering that down at a crack house. No, the government is run by drug dealing, narcotics trafficking, weapons dealing, terrorist funding murderers.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So I sat there and watched last Thursday night the Senate pass 93-7 to fully get rid of Posse Comitatus and allow the military to engage in any activity in the United States. Total federal domination over everything. They've been quietly getting rid of it for a long time. I've been to the drills and watched the military train to lock down U.S. cities and confiscate firearms in the U.S., and they admit it's for the U.S. I told you that a decade or more before the Stars and Stripes told you about it, but told you how great it was. And I got the government training manuals where it wasn't for Muslim terrorists, like you were being told. It was for gun owners, libertarians, landowners. And I sat there and watched Senator Jay Rockefeller and others celebrate and kind of do victory dances as they went up and voted, as they called out the roll call. They came up and, you know, told them how they were voting right there at the dais, as they do on important votes to make sure it's on record. And I saw a comment on an article at Infowars.com breaking this down, where somebody said, like, I meant to print it off, but they said, well, hey, I don't have anything to hide. Why should I worry? In fact, we went out and talked to people on the street. We did two news reports. We showed the vast majority that were against the military on the streets. And then we also showed the two or three people who were pretty much incoherent. But one of them was able to get out the words. And again, the full video is posted at Infowars.com. That, well, I don't do anything wrong, so I don't care if the military is on the streets. Well, a lot of people in Germany didn't do anything wrong, or in communist China, or in Pol Pot's Cambodia. I mean, a lot of people get robbed by street criminals, didn't do anything wrong. I mean, that's like saying, I don't lock my doors at night because I don't do anything wrong. Every time in history, when you allow a big, powerful, out-of-control government to get rid of checks and balances, horrible things happen. It might not happen the first year or even the first 10 years, but you always get rid of the checks and balances. You will get evil people in there who will abuse you and who will steal everything. And we have a group that is evil and is corrupt and has been caught committing so many crimes publicly. I mean, if you're a new listener, it's on record the big banks launder the drug money publicly. It's on record they own and run the narcotics giant aircraft, landing them back and forth. It's on record that eight federal agencies, from the ATF to the FBI to the Border Patrol, on record in federal court, let the aircraft land, let the 18-wheelers drive through, and they're looking for some teenager that drove over the border and bought a half pound of pot. You know why? Because that keeps the price down of the government products. The whole drug war is about that. I mean, I could go on and on. ABC News reported what I told you in Endgame 4 years ago. 70%+ of foster children are on multiple psychotropic drugs. It's now 9 in Texas, 7 nationwide. Totally healthy kids put on drugs by the government that screw them up. I saw news Friday where in Europe they're talking about putting lithium in the water to calm the public during the Depression. They already put lithium in the water. Did you know that? Most of the so-called fluoride product that is put in the majority of U.S. cities' water, look it up, has radioactive isotopes, lithium, arsenic, not just so-called sodium fluoride. And it's really not even that. It's another type of acid. Again, people say this stuff sounds crazy. You bet history's crazy. Reality's crazy. They say truth's stranger than fiction. Reality is so much crazier than any magazine or book or fiction dystopic novel you could write, because this is a real world. It's not a book or a movie. It's 7 billion people and a crazy global elite who compete with each other for who can be the most ruthless and wicked. And so I ask you, if you're police or military, that's who's going to be able to call in first. I want to, you know, take a round of your calls. Are you going to, is there anything you wouldn't enforce? Is there any order you wouldn't carry out? Since you don't care about the Bill of Rights and Constitution, at least the leadership that's been bought and paid for. I mean, why have a Bill of Rights and Constitution? Why have due process if the military can just secretly arrest you, you disappear? All of America a battleground. Nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. All the training to take on gun owners and vets. I've been to these events. I've gotten the training manuals. I've made films about it. It's been national news. They literally fight people wearing cowboy hats and Western wear at these urban warfare drills. They practice killing rednecks, okay? The very people cheerleading, giving up their rights to fight the, quote, Muslims. You get the manuals. It's Ron Paul supporters. It's libertarians. It's returning veterans. It's retired police officers. It's all public. You can go pull up these manuals we've been sent by good police and military. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're going to do. I'm going to give you the number right now. Are you going to follow these orders? Is there any order you wouldn't follow? You know, the Nazis, by successive approximation, by incrementalism, got to where they would shoot babies in the back of the head and throw them into pits. Now, there's films of that. Just type in Nazis shooting women and children. You want to watch them. It's online. But you know what? More than just that, it's the people ordered. The men are ordered to run into pits, and they run in. And then next, the women with their babies. And then they shoot them. Let me explain something. I'm not going to go along with this. I hope those of you that, because this is a real tyranny being set up. I witnessed Marines in California, this is in my film, Police State 2000, admitting the training was for America and bringing the role players out of apartments and having them get on their knees and the Marines would shoot them in the back of the head. By the way, that's come out in the major newspapers. Remember Private Gruckheimer early into the Afghan War, 2002, came home after his tour, late 2002. And he said, yeah, we go in villages and we kill everybody. Men, women, and children. And then the Pentagon came out on Fox News and clarified. They said, we only kill everybody in certain villages. Do you think the torture is just going to be over there? Do you think the killing of children is just going to be over there? You know, Pat Tillman volunteered, gave up his $3 million a year contract, and or was it $5 million? I forget. And went over there and then found out they were growing the drugs. They were killing innocent people. He said, this is all a hoax. I'm going to come home and speak out against it. And they said, no, you're not, Pat. We're going to kill you. And they murdered him. And it came out they murdered him. That's who we're dealing with here. Not our government. Criminals have hijacked it. If a guy hijacks a school bus and has got his gun to the kids' heads, I mean, do the cops say, well, that's all right. He's wearing a school bus driver uniform. No, they're hijackers. The Germans should have said, Hitler, you hijacked Deutschland. We're not going to follow you. So I want to hear from police and military. When we come back, I'm going to play part of the nightly news. The whole thing's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. The nightly news from Friday. But then I want to talk to police and military. Then I got a bunch of other news about Ron Paul in second place and all the rest of it. And a bunch of police state news. And Friday, I didn't get to the takeover of the power plants. As we told you, now they're admitting that you're going to pay roughly double in the next few years. And there's going to be rolling blackouts year-round. Here's the number for police and military only in the first hour. Will you follow any order or will you say no to this? Are you even aware of this? Here's the number. I'm going to give it to you. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I want to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX. We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv. Welcome back, my friends. We are live. It is 4:33 and 25 seconds Central Standard Time. That's 2:33 Pacific. And we are going to be going to Michael and others that are holding police officers, military, and others. Now, folks, how many years did I tell you that they were going to get rid of posse comitatus, put military on the street, and start having secret arrests than it would be for the general public? I've studied history. I went to the urban warfare drills. I had insiders in the military and police tell me this, some of them that went public. In fact, I've interviewed a lot of guests that got killed. People ask, well, why are you still alive? I've never worked for the system. If you've ever worked for them and then turn against them, it's some weird rule that kill you. Plus, I've always been so public, if you kill me, it only adds credibility to what I've said. It highlights it. And also, I've been told by some I kind of get out of control, and some in the establishment think that discredits the information. No, it doesn't. I think it's normal to get upset when you go to urban warfare drills all over the country and see troops with role players playing the part of Americans having their guns taken and taken to FEMA camps. I mean, I feel like I should run naked up and down Main Street here in Austin trying to get people's attention. You know, I don't get all crazy on purpose. It's just been organic and has worked because I don't hold back. I'm upset about this. I'd dress up in a chicken suit if it got people to pay attention. And I told you with all this would come depression and imploding standard of living, because it's a program. It's a post-industrial austerity move. 3 years ago, I made the Obama deception. Watch it. It's free online. You can get all 18 of my films on DVD for $99.95 and get all your Christmas shopping done, a nice little, you know, professional packaged information and support us. But it's all free online. It's all in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. You want to subscribe for 15 cents a day and support our operation, but that's a side issue. All my films are on YouTube, Google, everywhere. Go watch them. Go watch Police State 2000. Witness the Marines training to take your guns and to kill American conservatives. You're like, well, you saying my Marines are bad? I'm saying it's on video. It's not about me. They're the ones doing it. America has gotten into being gullible. I heard talk show hosts last week defending Herman Cain, saying, you know, he's innocent. Oh, yeah, he paid a woman for almost 14 years rent money. He wasn't having sex with her. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto, folks. Easter bunnies are real. Santa Claus is real. No, none of it's true, okay? Sandusky, clearly guilty. It's a whole pedophile ring. That's coming out now. Don't underestimate the power of evil. Stop being gullible. Stop being... Okay, I'm going to go to Michael, David, Holly, Roy, and a lot of police officers calling in. That's good. Usually it's 3-1 military. But we got military as well. Now I'm going to play this newscast and then go to your clips. Go to your calls. Now, again, I don't have time to play the whole newscast. I'm going to play just part of it. But if you want to see the whole thing, it's up at prisonplanet.tv. And it's also on Infowars.com. The title of the video, going from memory, is Terrorist Congress Declares War on America. You type that in, it'll get you the full news report. It's all over the web. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Darren McBreen in Austin Friday, talking to people, asking them if they would support not just, I mean, this bill they passed, the NADD, National Defense Authorization Act, for 2012, doesn't just declare the whole world as a zone that our military, that's been taken over by the globalists, can attack at will. The whole world is a world. It declares war on the world for the bankers, not about terrorists. They've given al-Qaeda control of Libya. It declares war on the world. It says the military can operate any way they want anywhere in the U.S. and that there's no Bill of Rights or Constitution and that you're not even under military law or even international law. It's just they can torture you, kill you, disappear you. It's all there. Ron Paul, the ACLU, Rand Paul, they've all come out. And these mainline Republican and Democratic leaders, they just, the ones that are all insider trading, they just sit there and say, we support the troops. We want to give them the tools they need. What? That's what Hitler said. Do this, support me, because I support the troops. It's insane. You can't support the troops when they've been taken over by Dr. Evil. Stalin did the same thing. You got to say no. We're going to talk to military and police here in a moment, but here's part of InfoWars Nightly News from Friday evening, Man on the Street, here in Austin, Texas, and it's the same all over the country. By the way, I'm about to hire three more reporters in the next few months. We're going to start sending folks all over the country. We've got reporters around the nation that are correspondents, but we're gearing up for the real news operation. Here's McBreen's report.
The National Defense Authorization Act empowers the U.S. military to operate on American soil. They can arrest American citizens and cart them off to detention centers anywhere in the world, basically turning the entire homeland into a battlefield and allowing the military to arrest individuals and detain them indefinitely without trial. Now, this violates every aspect of a free society by denying Americans their constitutionally protected right to due process. How do you think the average American is going to respond?
The same way they responded at the Kent State massacre when National Guard troops were used to fire live ammunition on students who were nonviolently protesting the Vietnam War. The American public was outraged.
The military is here to defend us, not to prosecute us and arrest us and throw us in jail. I think it's a sneak attack by Congress and people to, you know, counter the movement on Wall Street.
These people are saying that the passing of the bill, basically it means to them that the Rubicon has been crossed, that this means America will become complete and possibly irreversible totalitarian military state.
Well, then our only hope is some defective armed force members.
I think that's our only chance, is the military needs to enforce our Constitution, and our congressmen are trampling over the rules that were established over 200 years ago. And that's the whole problem. There's too much corruption in the executive branch and in the congressional.
What would you say to active military who might be told to enforce this bill?
Listen, I'm a veteran of the United States Army, 31 uniform, airborne. I'll tell you what. Very simply, we take an oath to protect this country from threats both foreign and domestic.
It's not good. It's not healthy for our democracy, for the American Army to be involved.
For those people who say that, oh, it could never happen here, it could never happen to us, those are called the famous last words. Many times throughout history, situations have happened where governments have turned their military against its citizens. You know what? History repeats itself. If that eventuality does happen, You have to remind yourself that these are your brothers and sisters and neighbors and people you went to school with. And remember what you're truly fighting for. It's for our Constitution, not for these puppets who are actually our servants who have run amok.
Now, Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, recently appeared on the InfoWars Nightly News, and he warned people that we are now at the point where all that will save liberty in America is another American revolution.
But really, you should see this as a declaration of war against the American people. That's how we should see it. We need to stop this right now. If we don't, Alex, I do believe that there will be no recourse except another revolution. Otherwise, we are going to be lost. We will be put in the same position as the founding fathers were in 1775.
I want to tell the military and police, the globalists are going to sit offshore and watch you get chewed up in a fight with the American people. It's very important that police and military really make a decision now which side they're going to be on.
The military, you're right. Choose now whom you shall serve. Either you are, I'm talking to the military out there especially, either you are a son of the Republic and you will defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, or you are a traitor to your country and you are nothing but a lowly dog, an obedient dog to the powers that be. Choose now whom you shall serve.
There's a lot of constitutionalists out there who are in such an uproar that they are saying that this bill places us in almost exactly the same position that our forefathers were in when they were forced to take up arms in defense of liberty back in 1775.
Well, to those people, I would say it's a culmination of things that have put us in that position, and I would agree that the architects, the great and highly intelligent architects that constructed our infrastructure, the way we do business and the way we do politics and the way we live here in America, they would turn over in their graves.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. We're going to Michael, David, Holly, Roy, Insider, and others that are holding. If you are police or military and you want to comment on what's happening to our country throughout history, whether it was Rome or Nazi Germany, these discussions happened. And what's sad is this is not even really a media issue. It's like, oh, yeah, they're going to have the army on the streets and TSA checkpoints are now being set up. And, yeah, they're going to have lamp poles with microphones being put up now by Homeland Security. And, yeah, we're going to have forced blood draws at highway checkpoints. And, yeah, we're face scanning you. And, yeah, but the government does launder the drug money. But we're going to secretly arrest you and torture you, too. And, again, they'll incrementally implement it now. They'll have PR where it looks like it's reasonable. This is super creepy. And for people out there, like one guy in the newscast that continue, we just played part of, he says the same thing I've seen in comments. Well, I don't do anything wrong, so I'm not worried. Don't you get it? There are people that are bad. What did George Washington say? Then I'll go to your calls. George Washington, you know, the founder of America, the founding father. He said, government is like fire. A dangerous servant. No, fire is a great thing, but you got a fireplace. It's dangerous. A coal can fly out and burn your house down. You don't leave the fire burning and then go out to eat or something. No, it's a dangerous servant. You don't leave a campfire unattended. You don't leave a stove on when you're not there. It's a dangerous servant. Government, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. History shows that 100%. People are like, oh, let the government get real big and get rid of my rights. I don't have anything to hide. They want your paycheck. They want your labor. They want to run your life. They want your property. They want your business. They want your wife. You don't know history, so you're doomed to repeat it. You notice as the liberties are taken away, the country falls apart. But the globalists don't care, just like in third world countries, because they want control. They're competing against free market. They don't want freedom. They don't want to compete in a free system. What did the founder of the Rockefeller family say? Competition is a sin. The founder of that dynasty. They want insider mega government deals. They want a government big enough to dominate everybody for them. And that's what we've got. And the Republicans won't tell you that. And the Democrats won't tell you that. Big government is the tool of the mega corporation. And they've bought off both major parties, and we're in trouble. And I'm not risking my life here because I think we can't beat these people. We expose their crimes, they go down. We don't, they take over. The world government, the banking takeover, the military on the streets, it's all coming true. Just like I told you. The Rand Corporation wrote all this up 25 years ago. Their whole plan's public. I can tell you the next move they're going to make. You could go find out. In business alone, do you know the power of this information? But most people don't want to research it because the media tells them it doesn't exist. Oh, there's no corruption, no New World Order, no corporate cartels. Just go to sleep. People are like, oh, I'm not going to look into this. It doesn't exist. If you'd have listened to me 10 years ago when I said buy gold at $260 an ounce, what would have happened? You'd have made a six-fold increase. We know what we're talking about. I know my business. My business is freedom and the republic and not being a slave. I am the preeminent, multi-full band, full-spectrum expert on this. I eat, drink, and sleep it. Listen. All right, I apologize. I'm going to your calls this segment, the next, just police and military, and then I'll get to everybody else's calls and all the other news. We have some good news as well, but we'll get to that later. Michael, Texas police, then we'll get to Holly, California police, then David Roy, Insider, and others. Michael, thanks for holding while I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm watching the country go down the drain. I'm pretty freaked out.
I hear you, but, you know, I mean, you know, honestly, cops break down. You know, I'm 4 years Navy and about 6 years law enforcement, and, you know, pretty much what I've seen as it breaks down is cops are either people who are trying to protect the people and, you know, trying to actually make a difference, or you get cops that were bullies in high school and just see it as another way to get power and push people around. Those are going to be the dangerous people that are going to follow the orders. But the people like me and the people that are actually aware, my goal was to get into the system because I believe that you have to be in the system to affect any change whatsoever. And at the very least, with the information that flows through law enforcement like it does, you know, there's people that are awake and inside the system, just like me, who are going to let everybody else know whenever that big plug comes to pull the drain pipe from our freedom, because it isn't going to happen on my watch and any of my brother's watch, because we're all aware of it. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, I've chosen sides, and, you know, it's pretty scary. And honestly, these fusion centers are going to be one really big part of what really has caused a whole lot of it. because, you know, you have no idea the amount of information and the lack of privacy that you just that you don't have.
Everything. They can pinpoint where you're at. They can every piece of data, what pizza you ate, what book you bought. It's all in there. And they've got the Palantir system, all of it. And it is so nightmarish. And again, it's totally used to gauge the economy and how to siphon off the economy and how to social engineer. It is so horrible. And you know, a lot of people that wouldn't listen 10 years ago, Michael, they are listening now because the fruits of globalism, the poison fruit, is now bitter in everybody's mouths. Are you seeing more of your, as you said, brothers and who are peace officers, are you seeing more of them who might not have been awake or who might have laughed at you now waking up, or what do you see happening?
You know, and that's funny that you say that, because they do really kind of start waking up and being like, you know, especially those that you see that kind of get burnt out in law enforcement real fast, and, you know, they eventually, you know, get into a different career, because it isn't for some people. But whenever they burn out, they're like, man, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, whenever, you know, I was doing all these things and had access to all this information, you know, that basically people have that information on you, too. It doesn't matter if you're a cop, a military officer. It doesn't matter who you are.
And again, the global technocrats know how to use it against you. People are like, well, what have I done wrong? What did black people do that got conked on the head and taken over here to be slaves? I mean, what did German slaves grabbed by the different Roman Caesars do? Nothing. And people think because they're good, they're going to be left alone. That's not how this works.
What's even worse is that all these systems that law enforcement supposedly has, and, you know, has all these, you know, all this information, well, you know, they're also selling it to debt collectors and telemarketers and all those other people.
Exactly.
Too,
so. And it's worse than that. They can put false data in there.
More prevalent. And what's worse about that is, even, you know, if a cop gives you a citation, well, you know, if you aren't in violation of the law, you still got to pay the judge $20 to have it dismissed. And, you know,
Michael, we got to jump. I could talk to you for 10 hours. I hope you call back again. But briefly, what percentage of the police department you work in, you know, Dead Reckoning, is somewhat awake to what's happening?
I would say a good 40%, and, you know, and it's growing every day. And one more thing, if you go around on Lamar trying to get people's attention naked, you might be disappointed.
What do you mean if you go around in Lamar?
Oh, no, I'm saying on Lamar, you're talking about jumping around naked trying to get people's attention. I was going to say there's already a whole lot of people out on Lamar already doing that one.
Yeah, if you just joined us, I was saying I dress up in a chicken outfit trying to get folks' attention to warn them. No, I hear what you're saying. All right, must be an Austin police officer. All right, let's go to Holly in California, who's police. Give us your take, Holly.
Well, there's a couple things that I wanted to point out. One thing that I do appreciate, one of the few good things that happens in the state of California these days, is that a prerequisite to becoming a police officer and graduating the academy is that you have to visit, as a group, the Museum of Tolerance in Los Angeles, which gives great firsthand representations as to how the police were used as the SS and et cetera. And funny enough, I've been a police officer for only 5 years now, and I'm still finding myself having to remind my own academy mates of what we saw there. And I think part of the problem is we become incredibly jaded because we're obviously paid to deal with the worst people on the streets. And so we start to view the public. I think I can't give a military perspective, but from a police perspective, the people that disappoint me the most that think that government is really here to benefit us and not masking the truth over our eyes is because we have such a jaded perspective from dealing with getting paid to deal with all the people that no one else wants to deal with.
Yeah, you have to deal with the scum of the earth, and they're certainly out there.
A lot are in Oakland. And that was, you know, that was one thing that really it really bothers me. And I really think also that a lot of the time what happens amongst police, especially when you're in cities that are dealing with Occupy and a lot of the things that are going sideways and a lot of the movements that aren't doing it the right way, the police are absolutely exhausted and they're run dry. And I think that unfortunately nowadays it takes a lot of effort to.
No, exactly. That's the most dangerous thing. Even if you're a good person, you just get sick of dealing with things. And then that's when you have problems. It's like that in families, in business, in life. You know, it's when somebody's having a bad day, then that's when there's trouble. Tell you what, I want you to finish up, Holly. We got a 1-minute break, back with the next hour. Then I'll get to David, Roy, Insider, and others. Then I'll get to all the other calls and a ton of news. Ron Paul is now the front runner behind Newt Gingrich, the globalist.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've got an idea. If you can speak English decent, which I admire, as you know, people live in foreign countries, if you're a foreign police officer or a retired police officer from Eastern Europe or Latin America or an Asian country that's been through dictatorships and tyranny, I'd like to hear from you as well, on top of the U.S. police officers and military, about, I mean, it's a big deal when they say, we're getting rid of posse comitatus, something they've been eating around the edges of for a long time. We're going to put military on the streets, and we're going to attack any country or individual we want worldwide. The whole world is a battlefield. That's called declaring war on the world. And then it's megabanks that have taken control of our country and are destroying nations by economic warfare. I'd like to hear from you. You can dial your country code. And then 512-646-1776, your country code, or the U.S. country code. And then 512-646-1776, country code 512-646-1776. Or police, military right here in the U.S., 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. I've got the weekday number memorized, but I always forget our Sunday show because we do the phones ourselves here. So that's coming up right now. Let's go to Roy, and then we'll come back from break and go to David and Insider and others. Roy in Georgia, you're on the air, military. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones, let me say as I the first words I ever spoke to you, I'm 81, and I've been listening to talk shows since they started, whatever decades ago that is. And I'll say again, I so far, I believe that you are the most valuable man alive to the future of the Republic of the United States of America. That said, I'm ready to go with other things that I was so thrilled to hear the gentleman there who said 40% and growing, because while it may have been like 15, 16, or 17 in 1776, we can't make it, I'm afraid, with all the technology. I'm afraid we would be suicidal at that low a rate to protect our republic. Now, sir, I'll speak on anything that you say. I was how I spoke to the screener is that I was former probation officer, Fulton County, Atlanta. A former military intelligence career. I copied the United Nations Armistice Commission. Who said? Who was it that said? Trust but verify. I can hear that. I can hear that signal in my ear now.
Yes.
Go ahead now, sir. Seems we're making progress. I don't get to circulate money. I need some help here. It looks like the underground here, 139 years of history. It looks like they're trying to stampede me into confinement. I have an individual with Health and Human Services has been torturing me, and so to speak.
So you got Health and Human Services. Elder care trying to make you go to a facility so they can carry out their operations?
That's what I sense, sir, and that individual is Gwendolyn Hendricks. And she's coming back, but I haven't heard from her in days, sir. I am alone here. The crime ring here has disarmed me, they think.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, obviously you've got our number. You're in contact with us, sir, and God bless you. And your service to our country and your kind words here. But I do see this a lot. But obviously, I mean, do you have any family to help you out to make sure they don't try to make you move out of your home or your apartment? Or
my daughter. Yes, sir. I have one daughter, and actually I have one sibling. That's the bane of my life. It's one sibling. He's got a control of $1.5 million that's mine, and not even mention the inheritance from my mother in 1988. And
that's how this stuff goes. I know. I see that all the time. Well, God bless you. You've got our number, and you've got the number to the system here. And send me a letter so I know the story. I might have you on as a guest, okay? Just put Attention Alex Jones on there. God bless you, my friend. I'll give the P.O. box out before this hour ends. Okay, more calls straight ahead.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're continuing with your phone calls right now, police and military. But why just have this here for police and military in the U.S.? If you're outside the United States, I'd like to hear from you. Because this new National Defense Authorization Act is a worldwide declaration of war by the bankers, by the big six mega banks that have hijacked the United States, that are imploding Europe by design. We're going to be next in a big way. Just watch. They're saying Europe is under a dictatorship of the banks. That's even Time Magazine. Oh, how great. Goldman Sachs conquered Europe through fraud. Oh, they run it now. How wonderful. They got Europe to sign on to their derivatives debt. And now the public signed on to it. And the tax man is actually from the big banks. So under this National Defense Authorization Act, it says our military can attack anybody, anywhere in the world, anytime. And that the military can operate on the streets of America, and that citizens can be secretly arrested, no charge, no evidence, and just disappeared. Now, I know that's not as important as college football. I understand that. It's not as important as factories shutting down and NAFTA and GATT killing us and giant prisons being built everywhere. But I will assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that this country is in deep trouble. See, the globalists have decided to build up China, and they've said that's their new command base, and implode the United States. That decision has been made. And that's why I have an article that I will get to later. I meant to on Friday. Draconian EPA regulations to cause rolling blackouts. Critics attacked by White House for making connection proven accurate. And here's the Austin American Statesman. Texas could face rolling blackouts next year, reports say. And they admit, under new greenhouse emissions standards, they're shutting down a whole bunch of plants all over the country. This is just where I live. But if you're General Electric, you're given exemptions by the White House. Automatically, your market share increases. China gets three new plants a week. We don't even get two new ones a year. This is economic warfare. We're being shut down. And they're saying, yeah, we're going to double your prices, roughly. And we're shutting down power plants everywhere. They're talking about shutting down hundreds of them. Nationwide. Already the first wave's increased your power bill. You notice it's gone up? And then I hear these idiots going, oh, I'm going to get my, you know, expensive electric car that no one will buy. Where do you think that power comes from? It comes from coal generation systems. I mean, this is insane. All right. I mean, it's real simple. I'd like our country to have enough power. 51% is coal. All that comes out of the stacks is carbon dioxide. But they now have listed that as a toxic waste when it's what plants breathe. 200,000 years ago, it was 14 times higher than it is now. Now, carbon dioxide is 0.360 of the atmosphere. You heard me right. 0.360. It's part of the line. Okay, I'm already digressing. I can't believe this is happening. Okay, who's up next here? David in D.C., who's Navy. Then we'll go to Corey, who's police, Roy, Insider, and others, Karen and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, David.
Good evening, Alex. Great to talk to you today. How are you?
Good. I'm doing okay. Well, what's your view on all this?
Fantastic. Well, I've got just a couple of points that I'd love to make here. I've been listening to you for about 4 years. I've come to realize that the majority of Americans today are suffering from basically the combination of cognitive dissonance and willful ignorance. They just don't want to wake up. I've tried to get people to snap out of this, I don't know what you want to call it, the zombification through television and just being told what to believe. It's the way we're seeing politics framed left, right. You look at sports. Sports is the dress rehearsal for politics in this country today. Everything is us against them. You know, we've got the monopoly on truth, and how dare the Democrats you know, propose anything different or vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And then they can limit debate to those two parties. It's like people that have the stickers on their car of urinating on Ford, urinating on Chevy.
Sure.
I mean, again, instead of really caring about real issues.
Right. And for me, when I look at this, it's basically, it's just a large-scale divide and conquer where the globalists have put us into two separate camps, conservative, liberal, progressive, libertarian, whatever you want to call it, back and forth, and just basically make things two-dimensional. Everything has three dimensions. When you realize that it's not just a one end of the spectrum versus another on a two-dimensional line, it's a full three-dimensional aspect that we're able to look at.
Exactly. Things. I mean, here's an example, and I appreciate your call, David. We're going to go to some police here and another military in a moment. But I got sent an email this weekend, and I went and opened it up. It was a YouTube video, and it was, you visited the White House. You know, we're going to basically get you. And I went and looked at some guy named Alex Jones visited the White House last year. There are like 10 Alex Joneses that are adults in Austin. There's thousands nationwide. It's a very common name, very popular, been popular for decades, since I was born at least in the early 70s. And it's like, respond to this. And there's nothing to respond to. I haven't been to the White House. Even when I went there as a kid, I didn't visit the White House. I've never been to the White House, been outside of it. Been threatened with videotaping it a few years ago on, you know, being there. But, I mean, you can't, that's a one-dimensional person. It says my name. They searched the database. I was there. Doesn't matter. I wasn't. If there's a guy for NPR named Alex Jones, it must be me. If there's an AP photographer named Alex Jones, it must be me. That's one-dimensional thinking. That's basically what somebody with about a 70 IQ does. Now, two-dimensional thinking is what the general public does. Well, Newt Gingrich says he's a conservative. Doesn't matter. He's for abortion, gun control, open borders, socialist health care, global government, end of the family, wrote books about it. He says he's conservative. He doesn't like Bill Clinton. And, you know, back when I was 17 years old, I bought Newt Gingrich's book. I didn't like Bill Clinton. So I thought, Bill Clinton was elected president when I was about 17. And I thought Bill Clinton is horrible, so Newt Gingrich must be good. That's two-dimensional thinking. Three-dimensional is, hey, this is like a Don King boxing match. He owns both the fighters. This is rigged. See? And the general and the public's like that. Great points. Let's go to, I want to read this quote, then I'll go to Corey and others, and then Insider. Here's the Stockholm Syndrome. This is what the public's under. It's a form of cognitive dissonance. In psychology, Stockholm Syndrome is an apparently paradoxical psychological phenomenon wherein hostages express empathy and have positive feelings towards their captors. They actually defend them. Sometimes to the point of defending them. These feelings are generally considered irrational in light of the danger and risk endured by the victims, who essentially mistake a lack of abuse for their captors as an act of kindness. The FBI's hostage barricade database system shows that roughly 27% of victims show evidence of Stockholm Syndrome. That's right. And by the way, they're noticing the numbers growing in studies. The public is learning how to be an idiot, learning how to be a moron, learning how to make rationalize and make excuses. Corey in Wisconsin, police officer, go ahead. Thanks for calling. We got our phone system down for a minute. Go ahead, Corey.
I'm currently in the police academy right now in Wisconsin, and I'll tell you a little story about one of our instructors that came from Homeland Security.
Okay, go ahead and tell me the story. I'd like to hear it.
So anyways, he was teaching a class on hazardous materials, and he comes in the classroom, and the first thing he talks about, he said, well, my generation, the most popular things that we dealt with were traffic stops, things like that. Your generation, the most popular thing that you're going to deal with are going to be suicide bombings and car bombings and stuff like that. And I was just blown away. And he's trying to put this whole fear tactic in us that we're going to deal with suicide bombers and all this stuff. Al-Qaeda's going to strike. The Patriots are going to strike, all this stuff. And it was right away at the beginning of the class. I'm like, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah, well, that's the segue. First, it's Al-Qaeda, but then stay there. I've got all the training manuals, but people need to hear from you. I went to you late. Will you stay there, Corey? Okay, great. He's going to stay there. A lot of times they say they're going to stay and then they're gone. So stay there, Corey. We're coming right back to you. Then we're going to get to Insider, David, Karen, Peter, and everybody else. Your calls are coming up after this break. But yeah, that's what they do. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning than being killed by terrorists, dying from honeybee sting, wasp sting, water moccasin, you name it. But everybody's scared to death of Al-Qaeda.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to go right back to Corey and others that are holding them. I'm going to get into some of the other global news and Ron Paul news, election news, Russian election news. Putin isn't doing too well. I guess he hasn't put in the special electronic voting machines that help the globalist here. But before I go back to Corey, I just want to remind you, I learned 17 years ago about the globalist plan to implode the economy, to bring in the military. I went to urban warfare drills 16 years ago, 15, 14, 13, right through to about 5 or 6 years ago. And now I just send reporters to them. And now they practice putting citizens in the local sports stadium, blocking cities. And it's all admitted. And I want to direct you to a New York Times article that came out 2 years ago that showed the Explorer Scouts, actually 3 years ago, 2009, scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. And the first line of the article says, they take out the disgruntled Iraq war veteran with skill. Yeah, they're only 14 years old, but within a few years, they'll be ready to take on the right-wingers. Nationwide, the Boy Scouts training to take on American patriots. The video games, all of it. The military, the training manuals. Remember this one, Secret State Police Report. Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians are terrorists. They're now saying mainline libertarian groups. I mean, this is it. Returning veterans, number one threat. Remember that national story? We broke it. Some good people inside the federal government sent it to us. And it's on record as real. Now, the number one cause of death is automobile accidents. Then it's cancer, then heart attacks. But way down the list in the World Almanac, I've bought one of these a few years ago. I don't know the numbers right now. They change every year, but they vary slightly. Way down the list, I mean, I think it's 30 or 40 down. But guys, type in, you probably find it as a factoid. What would be the right way to search that? Something like ranking. You know, your chances of dying in a terror attack ranking, according to other danger, something like that will bring it up. I mean, it's way down there. I mean, you got a better chance of a honeybee. Do they have men in black uniforms on every street corner in the summer in case a honeybee, a child sits on a park bench on one and it stings them? That probably happened to me 10 times as a kid. In the swimming pool, honeybee stings you. Sit on a park bench, honeybee stings you. Playing in a treehouse, wasp stings you. I remember one time a kid got stung, swole up, red, ambulance had to come, one of my friends. I mean, it's incredible. There it is. There are the numbers, and this comes from your chances of dying in a terror attack, and it breaks it down. It's 540,000 to one. Oh, that's just hijacking in a plane. If you got them all together, it's 9.3 million in one. And that's from a bunch of different actuaries and breakdowns from insurance companies. Your chances of dying in a terrorist attack. Put it back up in your lifetime are 940,000 to one. I mean, what you got, like a 1 out of 3 chances of dying in a car wreck. Same thing with heart attacks and cancer. You can pull that up. All right, I'm sorry, Corey. I wanted to make your point. And yes, we've got the training manuals. We've got footage of it in my film Road to Tyranny. But you show up to police academy, and it's like, man, the number one threat is the right-wing terrorist. They will attack you. They've trained every police department in the country. This came out in the Washington Post 5 years ago, that they will be hit by IEDs. There will be roadside bombs. There will be, and I guess if they start arresting everybody, people are going to be forced to fight back, and I guess there will be. And it will be the veterans that fight them, Corey. I mean, can you imagine working for the New World Order when they start trying to arrest citizens for no reason? People are going to be forced to fight. Corey, go ahead and tell your story. I'm sorry. I just wanted to back up what you were saying. Go ahead. So you're in the police academy day one. Tell us what happens.
Yeah, so like I said, he was teaching a class on hazardous materials, and he was from Homeland Security, you know, so he was a police officer before that. He went to Homeland Security, and now he's an instructor. So he comes in the classroom, you know, he's chit-chatting a little bit. So he gets serious, and he's like, you know, in the past, officers dealt with traffic accidents, pulling people over, things like that. Your generation's going to deal with IEDs, suicide bombers, car bombs, and that's going to be pretty much on a daily basis. it was so ridiculous. Everybody's shitting their, crapping their pants.
All right, sir. Listen, all right, I want to hear the rest of the story, but I appreciate it. Yes, what the caller was talking about is what's going on, is what's happening, and we've got all the training manuals. If you're a new listener and heard me say the Boy Scouts are trained to kill veterans, I gave you the New York Times headline, and they got like 40 photos on there of teenagers training to track down and kill Iraq vets. Okay, I mean, you can't make it up. I've been sent probably, I quit counting, more than 20 times from all over the country, but once in San Antonio, where the drills with ROTC, they don't train to fight the Viet Cong or the Russians or the Venezuelans. They always war game, and any ROTC listing knows this, against the militia. I mean, the government is illegitimate, so it trains to wage war against the American people. Let's go to Insider, former Marine in Kentucky, to get his take on this. Insider, go ahead.
See, that was a misunderstanding. I am personally not military. I have a quick story. Two of the biggest fears I've always had about all this coming, number one is not having enough ammo and food. Number two is about military police and civilians. So I'd really prayed about it because it was really on my mind. And sometimes we find the most best answers in the most unlikely places after just a stressful week between me and my wife. We decided to get out one night, go to the local watering hole. So we're sitting there at the bar, talking to the bartender, and I still have a lot of testosterone in me because I do talk about politics and religion at the bar. A guy comes in, roughly my age, around 40 or so, sits down, overhears the conversation, starts nodding his head. So I thought, I'm going to feel him out. Ask him a few questions about the president and everything. Well, he totally agrees. He's a complete, just a patriot and everything. Well, long story short, I asked him about the policing of citizens, and he told me that he was an ex-Marine scout. He had served time in Iraq. He'd been in Afghanistan. This dude had been everywhere and done everything. And he said that, I assure you, 100%, they will not. He said, as far as I know for the Marines, he said, and most of the military I know, will not follow the order to disarm Americans. He said, who you have to worry about? He asked me a question. He said, who disarmed the people in Katrina? I said, the military. He said, well, you're kind of right. He said, it was the National Guard. He said, those guys are the ones you got to watch out for. He said, but career military, guys in the Marines that have seen action stuff, he said, I assure you.
Well, let me stop you. It was mainly the National Guard. And if you've watched my film, Police State, The Rise of FEMA, that we put out just last year, we got a colonel on. We have all the video of it. They did gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, Iowa, and they admitted it's for America. So that's who they have got trained for this, to literally cordon off and go door-to-door taking the guns. And you're absolutely right. And the police have been trained for this. I appreciate your call. All right, here's the deal. I'm going to hit some Ron Paul news, some geopolitical news, some economic news, some Olympia Snow calling for a New World Order news, the senator, who, by the way, just voted for this police state takeover. But the reason I'm harping on this so much is when the bankers get ready to rob you, they always try to use the military against the people. I mean, this is some serious news. Okay, I want to get to your calls in the final segment coming up, but I need to hit a lot of news right now. Here's the type of stuff that I've got in my stack here. Look at this propaganda piece. Unvaccinated hospital employees required to wear face masks during flu season. And this report here out of Natural News has links to mainstream articles where in Houston, Texas, you name it, they're saying for 3-4 months out of the year, you got to wear a face mask if you don't take a vaccine. And that's all about introducing the idea that you're quarantined, you're diseased, you're scum if you don't take all these shots. And you've got the big vaccine makers trying to get hundreds of vaccines mandated to work in schools or hospitals, and then next it's the police. They want to force take every new vaccine that comes out for meningitis, you name it. When these vaccines are publicly linked to death and illness and all sorts of problems and are given government liability protection. And there's just incredible propaganda running right now where if you're not vaccinated, you'll get other people sick. Well, wait, if you took the vaccine and you're protected, how is that? See, I happen to do the research. I happen to know that most measles cases are in people that took the shot. I happen to know that when you take the regular flu shot, it reduces your immune system by more than half. I happen to know that 1.4% of the time do they actually guess the flu vaccine properly the year before for the next year. And that it lowers your immunity. So it's a shot that doesn't even protect you. It's a total hoax and a fraud. I saw in a magazine this weekend, I got it in the car. I meant to bring it in here. It's a National Geographic, an ad for boys to take the Gardasil shot. Cervical cancer kills less than 3,000 people a year, and it's always people with autoimmune deficiency problems. It's some warts. And the vaccine insert says it doesn't protect you. I mean, folks, learn the facts here. They used to have, trephany thousands of years ago, where they drill a giant hole in your head if you had a headache, saying, let the demons out. In George Washington's time, they put leeches on you. It's a fraud. In fact, we were looking at statistics of what some of the number one causes of death in this country are. What was it? Number five, according to the World Almanac, was hospital infections. I mean, you better have a compound fracture before you go to the hospital, folks. It's mooey dangerous. So we got that fraudulent article. I mean, that article about that fraud, that excellent article about that fraud. Here's some more here. Washington Times. ISSA says Holder ouster is up to White House. The House of Representatives is not going to try to impeach Holder, the Attorney General. He's on record, caught lying. So is the White House, and it's up to the White House to do something. You know why? Because Holder 2 months ago came out and said Bush was involved as well in another program like this. Of course they were. Iran-Contra wasn't the first time the government shipped drugs in and guns out. You think the crooks that run our system are going to let $500 billion go to crackheads? Yeah, it goes into their pockets. They make it illegal to keep the price up. Justice withdraws inaccurate Fast and Furious letter sent to Congress. NPR's reporting. Now here's this article. Yeah, they got caught lying in those letters about not knowing anything about it. Here's another one out of a roll call. Justice Department reveals origins of false gun letter to Senator Grassley. More lying. Oh, they're nice people. And then here's the final article here I wanted to get to for you. Oh, the New York Times today. U.S. agents launder Mexican profits of drug cartels. Since it's coming out in federal courts, we told you back in February, 10 months ago. Since it's coming out in federal courts, now they've got to whitewash it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The government launders the drugs and runs them. New York Times, but it's all a big whitewash article. Nice people in government. Let's just get rid of our due process and let them arrest us secretly and have hitmen kill citizens. That's a really good idea. Remember, 12 years ago, it came out that they are stealing the death benefits of all U.S. troops as they die from their widows and widowers. Does that sound like a nice group? But they say support the troops. Don't ask questions. Let the government steal their pension funds for private corporations. They're criminals. Just like you get the flu, we got a case of tyranny. Denial will ensure our destruction. You know, sometimes I notice in a stack of news the guys print off and then I print off a trend, and I see this pretty much daily, so I thought I'd get to this, because I tend to read all the news and never cover about 90% of it, but it's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Five-year-old cuffed and charged with battery of cop. And now it's turned out that it wasn't true that the person even touched the officer, but the five-year-old threw a fit, probably because they're drinking too much Coca-Cola, but he sent him off to the juvenile hall for yelling and throwing a fit. All of us would have been in prison, folks. All of us. 99% threw fits when we were 5 years old. Here's another one. Children on welfare incurred debts of parents. This is the San Diego Herald Tribune, and they're reporting that millions of dollars a year is taken from people after they get out of high school, basically, if they were on welfare. You're like, well, good, make them pay. The point is, you can't be guilty for something somebody else did, unless you're in the Soviet Union. That's always how that works. Here's another one. 13-year-old handcuffed and arrested for burping in class. Yes, passing gas now gets you there. And I bet the cops arresting these people are folks that pass gas themselves in school. Grant County named in lawsuit over game of doctor. A six-year-old with a five-year-old played doctor. I would imagine most of the public played doctor. If you didn't, something's wrong with you. And, I mean, that's normal child psychology. And they tried to charge them with, what is it here, sexual assault. Grant County and Grant County Department of Social Services has been added to the defendants in a pending lawsuit against the county district attorney and two others. The suit alleges the district attorney, Lisa Rinker, went too far for prosecuting a six-year-old boy for first-degree sexual assault after he allegedly played doctor with 2 5-year-old children. I mean, I remember most of it was completely innocent, but I mean, I remember in kindergarten, first grade, the playground, class, I mean, you know, let's play doctor. Okay, I mean, now you sexual assault. Okay, they just take, this is sick. Continuing, revealed the true cost of Christmas toys we buy from China's factories. Undercover investigation shows hours of overtime, that's late wages, and fines for using the toilet. That's what they're training us to be is prisoners. Okay, I need to get into Ron Paul now. I haven't even gotten into all the other news. Gun sales shot up on Black Friday. Those numbers are now out. Massive increase. For 3.5 years, we've had record gun sales. Do the globalists really think by secretly training police and military to take on American patriots who are still American and know what it is to be an American, do you think you're really going to win that fight? You bankers have already destroyed us financially and took us over. You've already got the fake environmentalists shutting down all the power plants that globalists don't own. And you really are spoiling for a fight, aren't you? I'm not. I don't need to prove my manhood by shooting my mouth off about war with a bunch of idiots. I want to wake up people that actually think that returning veterans are the number one enemy in America. I guess when you try to take their guns and secretly arrest them, I guess they are going to become your biggest enemy. And you think you're just going to defeat them all? The German military who tried to overthrow Hitler were the good guys. Same thing with Stalin and Lenin. Okay. We that saw this coming a million miles away, now it's on our front porch. We're the good guys, okay? How much more do I have to tell you about before it happens? What? How much worse does it have to get? Because we haven't even gone down the real slope yet. Okay, here's the good news. Ron Paul's been winning every straw poll, and in every scientific poll, he's been number one, number two, or number three for months. So they kept saying, he can't win, he can't win, he can't win. But all these other globalists, as people learn about Mitt Romney, pro-gun control, open border, socialist health care, carbon taxes, Al Gore loves him, same thing with Rick Perry. And notice when Republicans think it's a winner and the media is saying they're the winner, Republicans, they'll defend him. I don't care if Perry worked for Al Gore and went to Bilderberg, I kind of like it. As soon as they say he can't win, they're like, I don't like him. As soon as they say Newt Gingrich is the leader, they're all like, oh, so what if he wants global government and supports socialist health care and open borders? I kind of like that Gingrich. I don't like Ron Paul because they say he can't win. We come back, Iowa poll, Gingrich leads GOP PAC, then Paul, then Romney. Big news, stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Robert in Denmark, Karen, Roy, I'm gonna get to you quickly here. You may only get 45 seconds or so, but I want to jam in some calls here at the end. We appreciate you calling, but I need to get into Ron Paul. The mind game of the mainstream corporate media that's losing a lot of its power and listeners but can still put out a hoax when they need to, that Ron Paul can't win, or that Ron Paul isn't a conservative, or that Ron Paul can't be part of the next debate coming up because he's against an Iran attack, so he's anti-Israel. That was the report. It's crazy. When the former head of Mossad just came out and said it will be a catastrophe if Iran is attacked. No kidding. For Israel, they're saying. I mean, our own Joint Chiefs of Staff have said it's a disaster. Every country over there is going to attack Israel. I know for a lot of you, new wars is like something to order a pizza and watch and feel powerful. People are actually dying in these. These aren't cute. These aren't funny. Our country's destroyed its name, attacking country after country out there for the globalist. Now, continuing here, Ron Paul has come out in a whole bunch of polls. Here's the Des Moines Register, Washington Post. And it goes on to say, Iowa poll, Gingrich leads GOP, then Paul, then Romney. And Paul is second or third in all the other states. Or he wins the straw polls. And they keep saying, he can't win, he can't win. He actually knows the problems. People keep saying, well, the government needs to fix things. The government works for special interest, and things are going quite nicely for them. But the Fortune 100, they're making the biggest profits ever, consolidating power, having government shut down their competition. Ron Paul is the one that predicted all of this. Ron Paul is the one that understands it. He's a patriot. He speaks out against the military operating on our streets. He speaks out against the UN and the IMF. And then meanwhile, I want to play this short clip. They have a debate coming up, and I think Ron Paul's probably wrong for saying he won't be part of this one because he got banned from a few of them because they're scared of him. But now they're going to have a debate with the consummate dirtball, who I hear conservatives back when he was running saying he's great. He's a total ringer. Most of his donations have been to the Democrats. Just like Huntsman works for Obama. This is a joke. Is Donald Trump, I told you as soon as he got his TV contract, I told you as soon as he got the casino deals from Obama's man in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, he'd drop out, and he did. And now he is going to be the moderator, and Ron Paul is saying, since when is he the kingmaker? Since when do you need to be anointed by some dirtball casino owner? And I hear conservatives on talk radio 6 months ago going, I love Donald Trump. He knows how to get things done because he knows how to flim-flam you. You know, a nice sales pitch? You better learn about people's voting records, what they've supported. You better find out he's an eminent domain, big liberal sicko. Just like Newt Gingrich, you mainline Republicans have no business talking about Obama supporters being idiots. You are just as big a morons. Okay, let's go ahead and play this Ron Paul clip. Here it is.
We've had the flavors of the month up and down, you know, so far in this campaign. I'd like to think of myself as the flavor of the decade, so we keep plodding along on a couple issues that are really striking a chord with the people. And you don't win just with the hardcore Republican base. You have to have a candidate that's going to appeal across the political spectrum. Yeah, I don't quite understand it. I don't understand the marching to his office. I mean, I didn't know that he had an ability to lay on hands, you know, and anoint people. He probably doesn't like my position on the Federal Reserve. Deep down, philosophic. And, of course, his position on China was quite different. So I think it's philosophic and probably his personality that doesn't like to be challenged.
Professors don't like to be challenged.
That's enough. Yeah, that was Ron Paul on Donald Trump. That's just the little highlights of it. I mean, if you don't want Ron Paul, folks, you get what you deserve. I mean, there's a reason CBS gave him 89 seconds in the debate and the other candidates, you know, four or five times that, in some cases, 10 times that. Again, every candidate comes forward, people find out about him, and then they get unpopular. Except for Ron Paul. We know who he is. He has a perfect constitutional voting record. Perfect. He always does what he says he'll do, even if you don't totally agree with him. Isn't it time for real change? I mean, we knew what Obama would do in the Obama deception with total precision because we knew who his advisors were, who his contributors were. You stick 75 cents in a vending machine and pull the lever for a Snickers, you're going to get a Snickers. Okay? You know, you put it in there for a Coca-Cola, you're going to get that. The globalists put their money in to buy and sell these politicians. I don't have time to play the Olympia Snow thing calling for world government, new world order. It's up at Infowars.com. I got a bunch of other news. I keep meaning to get to this power plant news, but I can't do it the time we have. I've got to go to some calls here. Our articles, draconian EPA regulations to cause rolling blackouts, critics attacked by White House. That was us earlier in the year. The White House responded to us for making connection proven accurate. And then here's the Statesman article. Texans could face rolling blackouts next year, reports say. It goes on to say the North American Electricity Reliability Corporation found that many older power plants in Texas will be retired rather than retrofitted to meet new federal emission standards. Yeah, it's impossible. They won't even give you the authorization. And it goes on to admit the environmentalists are shutting it all down. And then you're lectured by the Sierra Club in here. We have to have a generation we need right now. We've outdated coal plants are holding us back. And then the article acts like the environmentalists are trying to get us the power. The average dumbed down moron reading this and in the statesman just cynically targeting their slaves would read that and think, oh, thank God. You read the whole article. Thank goodness they're fighting to try to get us power plants. I mean, it is so incredible. And remember, General Electric has a total waiver. So if you let them take your plant over, you can keep operating. Doesn't matter that the globalists have just moved into Mexico. So we get our power from Mexico now. I'm sorry. I was flattered back in February, though, when Drudge linked to our article and it got a couple million reads and the White House responded and said we were insane and we were quoting all these power commissions. And the head of the Energy Department saying, quote, we're going to shut down massive numbers of plants. I mean, they've got more than 200% more to shut down compared to about 10% they shut down the last 3 years. And we've already seen massive power price increases and rolling blackouts in hot and cold times. Can you imagine what's going to happen when they have a 200%+ increase in shutdowns? Boy, I tell you, listen, all you fake environmentalists, who don't know your head from a hole in the ground, just enjoy your power bill and plug that car in, that electric car that gets its power from coal, while you criticize my gasoline car, you morons. You people are not environmentalists. You'd be concerned about GMO. You'd be concerned about Fukushima. You'd be concerned about vaccines and the human genetic code being damaged. But you're not. We're going to move quick now. Robert in Denmark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, Denmark. Go ahead.
No, this is Robert.
Yes, you're calling from Denmark.
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
All right. First of all, I'm going to need 90 seconds, 89 seconds like Ron Paul had. I want to make that clear.
I can't give it to you. I think I'm going to have to let you go. You spent 20 telling me how you need time. We don't screen your call, sir. Go ahead.
I understand. All right. First of all, I want to announce that... a lot of the stuff that's going on right now, you guys are talking about, can I mention our website?
I got to let you go, man. Look, that's not how you make a radio call. We're not screening your call on air. Everybody calls here and thinks once you get on air, I'm going to screen your call. We just ask where you're calling from. I'm not, Robert, just call me another time, okay? We could have got the 3 calls in that time. Karen in Arizona. Go ahead, Karen.
Alex, I have 2 quick questions, and I want to share some information with you.
Go ahead and share your info. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the Daily Courier, Davenport County, Arizona, is with Emery Riddle Aeronautics, and they're joining with to have this ERAU aerial camera deal. Also, another question is, when are you going to have Lindsay Williams on and ex-CIA whistleblower?
Well, which CIA whistleblower is that? Well, we're going to have Lindsay Williams on this week. Who?
Lindau.
I'll look into it. I appreciate your call. We'll get Williams on this week. I know he's got a lot of new stuff. It'll come up during the weekday show. Let's go ahead and talk to Karen in Colorado. Karen, go ahead.
Hi. I just had a... I'm really angry about what the Congress and the president is doing. It's stupid. And, excuse me.
Oh, I mean, it's good for criminals to take over. They like to. I mean, that's what they do, yeah.
Anyway, how the heck do I wake my husband up?
Well, ma'am, you just get him. God, get him my films. Get him Obama Deception and Infowars.com and give it to him and make copies and give it to your neighbors. That's how you wake him up. And try to wake up others in your area. If he won't wake up, move on. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Great job to the crew. Defend the Republic. Defend our freedoms. That's what America is.